have to pray in faith. And the bigger the mountain we need to move, hey, the more faith we need, right? So what happens? Well, what if we don't have enough faith? Then what? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program. Now today, we're going to be taking a look at the mountains you need to move from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you might happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. Well, over these last 3 weeks on the program, we've been looking at what it means to unlock the power of prayer. And I guess what we've discovered in a nutshell is that prayer that yields powerful results is normal in God's sight. The problem is that as we wander the dusty roads of life, it's not so terribly obvious to you and me. Well, I'm not sure what you make of all that. I don't know you or where you're at in life's journey, but your God does. He knows you better than you know yourself, just as he knows me better than I know myself. In many respects, talking about prayer on a program like this is so much easier than living a life of prayer. But I thank God that he took a hold of my life when it was so incredibly dark and stormy. And you know, that was almost exactly 13 years ago that he did that. It's been an amazing journey. Every day is a learning experience. Some of the stories that I've shared over the last few weeks on the program, the insights from God's Word, are just where I've been on the journey so far. They're all given to me by God's grace, and I am so looking forward to the rest of the journey. But as we finish up this 15th and final program in the series, there are two deeply personal things that I would like to share with you today. The first is this, that the greatest decision of my life was to yield it all, to bow it down to Jesus Christ. Not to sign up for some religion, no, definitely not that, but to lay down my life for Jesus. As I said, I don't know where you are at, but perhaps you've never done that and you feel in your heart that you'd like to do that right now. Or maybe you've kind of been there, but in your heart you know that you've been holding things back from God. Or perhaps you gave your life to Jesus a lifetime ago and you just want to rededicate it to him now. If you're in any of those places, I just feel to spend some time with you in prayer. Perhaps you'd like to pray this with me right now. Father God, I have heard your voice. I have heard your call. I know that today is the day when I want to lay my life down for you. I know that I have sinned against you. I rejected you. I lived a life apart from you. And today I want to look you in the eye, and from the bottom of my heart, I want to say sorry. I know how much I have hurt you. But I know too that you sent your son Jesus to pay the price of my sin on that cross, to die for me and to rise again. Father, I believe in Jesus. And because of him and through him and through him alone, I come to you and ask for your forgiveness. I turn away from my sin today and turn towards you. I come to you to take up my cross and to follow Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. My life is now yours. I live for you and you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer for the first time, I just want to encourage you to become part of a Bible-believing church and join fellow believers and really go on in strength with God. The second thing that I would like to share with you today is the enormity of our God, the completely unfathomable love he has for you and for me, and the amazing power, the dynamite power that he has for you and me. For a long time, I believed in that love and in that power, but I couldn't see how it could ever be for me. And as I started to pray, the Holy Spirit laid some crazy things on my heart, things so big that I could never share them with anybody back then, things that were so out there, so audacious, that either they were from God or I was nuts. Years before I began doing what I'm doing now, I started praying that God would let me tell millions of people about his love. Millions upon millions is what I prayed. And my friend, if you could have seen my life back then, who I'd been, what a mess I was, and had you known what it was that I was praying in secret, you would have pulled me aside for a quiet chat and told me to get real. I'm sure of that. And it would have been with all the best intentions. Fortunately, no one knew what I was praying. Today, those prayers have come to pass. Today, people say, wow, isn't this amazing? Today, it seems obvious that prayer that yields powerful results is normal in God's sight. But back then, can I tell you, it was far from obvious. It was ludicrous. But then the wisdom of God is foolishness to this world. And I just kind of quietly decided to be a fool for Christ. I would rather die a fool than to allow one person with whom God had intended me to share Jesus, spend eternity without him. If the truth be known, I'm still praying crazy, outrageous prayers. And no, I'm not going to tell you what they are. I don't want you to call me nuts, you know, and pull me aside. Every now and then, I come into the office and I must have that crazy look in my eyes. And our team here at Christianity Works all get that, oh no, here he comes. He's got another idea kind of look on their faces. The reason I'm sharing this with you is this. Because it's too easy to imagine that these anything and everything prayer promises that Jesus makes are for someone else. Not for us, but for someone else. That they're not for you or not for me, just those big people out there. But that simply is not what my Bible tells me. And if this stuff were only for the big people, why would I waste my time sharing this stuff with you on the program? With all my heart, I believe that our God wants each one of us to know that each and every promise that Jesus makes in the Bible about prayer is for us. And Jesus says, if you ask for anything in prayer with faith, it will be given to you. Prayer that yields powerful results is normal in God's sight. It is normal in my life, and it's normal in your life. And I know that's hard to believe, but fortunately, realizing the promises, seeing them come to fruition in our lives, doesn't depend on us. It depends on our God. All we need is to come to him with a tiny little mustard seed of faith in our hands. That's what Jesus said. If you have faith the size of a tiny mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to jump into the lake and it will be done for you. Oh, I don't have enough faith to move that mountain. That's when you stretch out your hand and you say, Dad, here it is. Here's my little mustard seed. It's all I have. But Jesus said it would be enough. And my friend, your dad's heart will overflow with joy and he will do the rest. I want to close up by praying with you right now. Father, I want to pray for the person who's listening now. I don't know who it is. You know every hair on their head. You know the fears and the dreams in their heart. And you know the plans that you have for them. Father, I pray that you would fill this man or this woman with your Holy Spirit. Fill them to overflowing. Fill them so full that unless you flow out through them, they'll burst. And dear Holy Spirit, write your word on their heart. Witness to them right now that you mean what you say in your word. Witness to them right now that you mean for them to experience power in their prayer. Make them a person of prayer, a person whose life is laid down for your glory. Make this man, this woman, a man or woman of prayer, so they may see your glory, your power. Let them see the world changed through them by you for your sake. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Dimet. I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.